People talk all the time about the three phases of football, and the third phase doomed the Kansas City Chiefs in this game. Such a promising start here at Cleveland Browns Stadium. On the first play from scrimmage, Jamaal Charles continued his remarkable season, an 80-yard touchdown run right out of the gate. And it looked like the Chiefs were going to be able to build off last week's victory over Carolina and carry it over to a second week. The second drive, it was more of the same. A 3rd-and-8 pass from Brady Quinn to Dwayne Bowe for 23 yards led to a 47-yard pass with the same duo, and the Chiefs had first and goal at the 4-yard line. But no further advancement. A couple passes in the end zone didn't work out, and the Chiefs have a missed field goal from Ryan Succop. He had never missed from 20 to 29 yards. He misses a 27-yard field goal, and Cleveland would score all the rest of the points in the game. Also, a 94-yard punt return by Cleveland. They did a little trickery here, as the Chiefs, of course, were very aware of Josh Cribbs and what he had done in the past against them and other teams in the NFL. They actually used Cribbs as a bit of a decoy. They switched the gunner, and as a result, Cleveland gets its longest punt return for a touchdown in franchise history, and Cleveland then opened it up. The next special teams mistake happened at the beginning of the third quarter. The Chiefs were kicking off, and Ryan Succop, trying to shorten the field on the return, mishit the ball. It goes out of bounds, and Cleveland, who had been saddled with poor field position by Dustin Colquitt in the first half for the most part, had the ball at the 40-yard line. That led to 20 unanswered Cleveland points, and the Browns blow out the Chiefs here 30-7. Some of the bright spots were Colquitt again. He leads the league inside the 20 with punts inside the 20. More than half of those have been inside the 10. Crazy. Tyson Jackson had a good game for Kansas City. A sack, a couple passes knocked down, and Charles. Charles, over 100 yards in the first quarter of this game. He injured some ribs, but he came back and still ended up with a great rushing total. On a downer, Dwayne Bowe was reported by a national outlet that he had two broken ribs in this game. You can keep updated on kcchiefs.com, but Dwayne Bowe left with a serious injury after having those two catches early in the game for long yardage. All told, the Chiefs are 2-11. They lose this game with some special teams issues, 30-7 to the Cleveland Browns. Now Kansas City goes to the Coliseum next week to renew their rivalry with the Oakland Raiders. Reporting for kcchiefs.com, I'm Mitch Holter's, voice of the Chiefs.